Hey, everybody, and welcome to the podcast of Snooze You Lose. It's a podcast about strange, weird, wacky, messed up, gross, and questionable news stories from around the world, past and present. I'm your host, Carl, and thanks for joining us. Okay, so if you've checked out the podcast before, you know that I like to read really fucked up news articles and inform you of them and maybe send out like a public service announcement of things what not to do or act like an idiot. So today we're going to actually do a little thing. Speaking of acting like an idiot, we're going to do something a little bit different. I'm not going to necessarily read news stories today, but I do have a great article from brightside.me. It's basically 24 unwritten rules that deserve to be laws. There's a lot of things that people do in public. They don't really have any common sense or manners, and a lot of these touch on that. And these things shouldn't be laws. I agree with a lot of them. There's 24 of them here. I'm not sure if I'm going to read them all, but we will get through them. And let's see what we have. So basically, here's the first one here. Do not swipe left or right if someone shows you a photo on their phone. So basically, somebody shows you a photo on their phone. Some people like to grab the phone and then start taking it amongst themselves to start swiping. Why the hell would you do that? Can you use your fucking head for once? Do you not know that people may use their phones for inappropriate pictures? Whether the pictures may be inappropriate of themselves, whether it's a girl, it could be their tits or their other parts of their body. If it's a boy, it could be their penis, or it could be of other people. That's inappropriate. Maybe things that you don't want to see, maybe things that they don't want to show you. So, by the way, should that be a law? And I mean, if it was a law and somebody did swipe, so then you would have the right to charge that person, maybe sue them. Say, oh no, they swiped right, they saw my penis picture, they laughed, they saw my small penis, or whatever, or they saw my nasty girlfriend, or the one-night stand that I had, or they saw my creepy pictures. Why did they let them do that? Well, why did you also give them your phone? And maybe, I'm also thinking this too, maybe if you have shit on your phone like that, then maybe you shouldn't hand them your phone. So I think this one's a kind of a two-way street, in my opinion. But yeah, basically, don't take somebody's phone and start swiping. When they show you a picture, would you just look at the cocksucker? Whether you can see it or not, they hold it so far from you, don't grab it. Just say, oh yeah, cool. Don't grab it and start swiping somebody's phone. I hate it when people do that, personally. It ever happened to me? I don't think everyone's grabbed. They've grabbed to look at the picture, and I don't think they've swiped. Not sure what they're going to find on there anyways, but okay, the next one that should be a rule, unwritten rules that deserve to be laws, is don't propose at someone else's wedding. Okay, look. Do I even need to explain? Do not propose to someone else at a wedding. Yes, it's a romantic time. It's a party. But you are there for somebody else's moment. Don't get up during the ceremony and fucking... Well, not the ceremony. I guess... I don't know what people do at the ceremony. That'd be a little crazy. Oh, by the way, before the wedding, I'm going to propose to my wife. I'm going to steal the spotlight here so I can get everyone to clap. Yeah, don't do that. Especially at the ceremony. At the reception, if you're going to do it at the reception. But even then, I don't recommend you do it at the reception. Because then it becomes about, oh, well, these people are getting married. Now everyone's going to want to talk to them. And then it's like, the bride and groom are going to be like, well, hello, what about us? So I guess in the case of, if you're really close to this couple and the couple that are about to get engaged, I guess, if you guys are really close and you ask the bride and groom for permission, go right ahead. But just don't fucking do it without permission. Do not steal their spotlight. You know, actually, do not even ask them. Can you just do it on your own, please? Have this special day for them. Not, oh, on our special day, so-and-so got proposed. Anyways, I just don't. Yeah, it should be a law. Just don't fucking do it. Okay, another thing here that should be a law, deserve to be a law. If you're borrowing something from somebody for the third time, then you need it on your own. Okay, look, we all borrow something. Say it could be a rake, a lawnmower, it could be anything, right? It could be a woman's thing I can't think of right now. What do women borrow from each other? Shoes, outfits, maybe, all kinds of shit like that. That's fine. You return it, that's fine. That's cool. You ask for it the second time. Maybe you had another event. You said, fuck it, you know, I'm gonna use it. It worked out good the first time. I'm gonna use it the second time. You give it back. And you come back for the third time. This could be like within a short period of time. It's like, well, do you fucking... Maybe you should get your own now. This is getting old. I have to keep giving you my stuff. I wait for you to give it back to me. Well, maybe after the third time, maybe you should get it for yourself. If you love it that much, like it that much, then maybe you should get your own. Or ask your friend politely, can I just have this? Can I buy this from you? At least you're not going to steal it. I mean, that obviously is a law. I don't fucking steal from people. But yeah, if you're borrowing it for the third time, then maybe, just maybe, you get your own. If you have to cancel on a friend, it should be your responsibility to reschedule. So basically, you made plans with somebody. Now you've canceled and you don't reschedule. You're going to give that friend the impression, and I'm guilty of it as well. You're going to give that friend the impression that you don't ever want to hang out with them again. So when you cancel, try to reschedule. Say, sorry, but we can reschedule for another time. And you can bug them. And if they are busy and they have to reschedule, then don't take it to heart. It is what it is. You just did the same thing. So let's see here. Do not point out flaws in someone's physical appearance. I mean, that should be common sense. If you see somebody, look at the big nose, or they're bald, or they have back hair, or they have a fucking mole on their face, or they're overweight, or they're too skinny, or they're this, or they're that. Can you not point it out, please? Especially if you're not close to this person. If you're like a coworker or a mutual friend or somebody at the daycare or the school, can you not be rude and point these things out, please? Some people have big mouths. They don't give a shit. They think they're invincible, but maybe they're the ones that are insecure and they want other people to feel insecure. So basically, do not point out other people's flaws, please. It's very rude and inconsiderate. Think, use your fucking head, please. Why would you do something like that? All you do is make yourself look like an ass. It's true. Mind you, at the same time, some people need to hear the truth, but maybe not about their physical flaws, maybe more about personalities. Let's see what else. Okay, and don't say when are you due to a woman you barely know. This goes in, I guess, picking out appearances again. They might not even be pregnant. That is so true. And you know what? This probably happens 1,000, maybe a million times a day. Oh, when are you due? Because you got quite the big belly on you. You must be pregnant. Well, you know what? Not all the time are women pregnant like that. They are just maybe have the bare belly going on there. I mean, fuck, I've seen men that look like they were pregnant. You go up and ask them when they are due? Yeah, you do, because you're joking around. You make a joke, or you just want to sound like an ass, depending on the person, right? But a woman, you never do that to a woman. Never, 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 never. That's like the biggest insult ever. What if she can't even get pregnant? Like, that's just like the double whammy. Oh, what are you expecting? Oh, I'm not expecting you, fucking asshole. And I can't have kids, but yet I have an overweight belly that looks like I'm fucking pregnant. But really, I just drink too much beer and now it's a beer gut. Okay, you shouldn't say those things either. But anyways. Okay, when we're at the grocery store, when you're out in public, there's certain manners that you need to have, okay? There are other people around you trying to do the same things as you. Don't stand in the middle of the grocery aisle. Do not leave your shopping cart in the middle of the grocery store aisle. Can you please treat the aisles like a roadway? Unless you're in different countries, of course. But in our kind of North America here, we drive on the right side of the road, so fucking walk and move your cart on the right side. Not in the middle. Not to the left, fucking to the right side, park it there, leave it, let people go by. It's not that hard. Some people leave it in the middle and walk around, okay, which is fine. Well, it's okay to leave your cart and walk. I actually do that too, just to save a little bit of time. If I know I gotta run back and forth, it's like, why bring the cart? I'm just gonna park it here, go grab something, go. You're gonna leave it in the middle of the aisle, and you're fucking gonna walk down, or you're gonna look at the shelf. Not only are you gonna block the middle of the aisle, you're probably blocking the side that I need to go down because you're looking at your fucking food. And now you are so into your fucking calorie content or the labels, the fucking, the prices, the this, the that, the whole glitz and glamour. Hello, you're in public. There's always someone around you. We're there to do the exact same fucking thing. Move your goddamn cart and do not. This is another thing. Do not stop to talk to your friend in the middle of the aisle and not look around you. Okay, go to the side. Go to the side. It's not that fucking hard. Same with people on their phones. Let's just text right in the middle of the aisle on their phones and you're in my way. Now I have to say, excuse me. And you give me a dirty look. It's true. And like 90% of the time you might get the, oh, sorry, which is fine. Fuck. But these people, the other fucking 90% that don't give a shit, give you a dirty look. They're inconsiderate. They're always on their phone. They think they're better than you. They can do what they want. The same people that fucking park in handicap stalls and double park because they think they're better than you because they don't want their car to get scratched up. Well, you got an expensive car. If it gets a little nick, get the fuck over it. All right, I'm ranting a little bit too much now. Let's get on here. Let's see. Oh, Here's another thing that should be a law. If you're going to listen to music, videos, or anything else on your phone that requires sound and isn't a phone call, either wait until you get home or invest in some headphones. So basically, if you're on a train, plane, and a fucking automobile, and you're with people, and you're listening to your music, and you're listening to your shows, and you got the volume up on high, and you don't have earphones, well, guess what? Guess what? Do you really think people around you want to hear the same things that you listen to? No, they don't. Can you think about this for a second? How would you like to listen to somebody's music that you don't fucking like? A show that you don't fucking like? Right? Are these people just don't care? If they don't care, well then you know what? There are people out there that do care. I don't want to hear your fucking shitty pop music or whatever you're listening to. And I don't want to listen to your shitty movie. Or your shitty phone call. I don't want to hear it. Okay, so just fucking get your headphones, stay quiet. Remember, there's people around you that don't want to hear you. Let's see what else. Be kind to strangers because the world is a cruel place and you never know what others have been through. Yeah, so be kind to strangers because you don't know what the world has been through. This is so true. This is kind of like, you see somebody and they have issues, you know, doesn't mean you put them down, give them a dirty look or tell them off. Just leave them alone. They have issues. They maybe have more issues than you. The same reason I want to touch on, you know, road rage. Do you think it's really worth giving somebody the finger? Because maybe they got a little bit aggressive with you and now you want to give them the finger? Do you know that that person may have had like the worst day in their life and or maybe they just don't care anymore? Maybe they have a gun. Maybe they have a knife. If you give them the finger, go tell them to go fuck themselves, that might be the end of you. Because they might just get out of the car and say, you know what, I don't give a shit anymore. This person pissed me off. I'm going to take out all out on them. Next thing you know, you're dead. Or in hospital. It's just not worth it. It's just not worth it, people. I encourage you. I get road rage myself sometimes, you know. I'm trying to get better at it because I don't want to end up in an incident like this. It's not fucking worth it. Especially a stranger that you just pissed off, you just met, and now you're probably fucking dead. Or you're getting your stab wounds or your bullet wounds sewn up or cleaned up. You're in the hospital now. You really need that inconvenience in your life just because someone sped past you or cut you off? No, you don't. Take a deep breath. Move on. Maybe you'll never fucking see this person again in your life. It's annoying, I know, but you gotta really, really be careful of the people that are out there. So another thing that should be a law that isn't. Give people their personal space. Not everyone wants to snuggle a stranger. That is so true. In public? So in public, yeah, there's like the 3-foot rule, I guess you could say. So basically, or a meter or whatever the fuck it is. So basically, you always want personal space, especially from strangers. Keep your personal space, please. Don't get up in my face. I don't want your spit on my face. I don't want to smell you. I don't want you touching me. Okay? Got it? Good. That should be an easy rule for everybody to know. It should be more common. Let's see. Don't ask somebody for something if the person only has one thing left. Whether that be gum, cigarettes, piece of cake, drink, weed, whatever. If they only have one thing left, don't fucking ask for it. Don't think you're an entitled. Unless you're like 7 years old or something, then yeah, you know, of course. Even then, my daughter's pretty cool about that. Hey, daddy, here's your last piece. You can have it. So, but yeah, don't think, oh, and your last smoke. You think you're fucking entitled to that last smoke or whatever? No, dude, no, you're not. That's the person's last smoke. Don't even ask for it. Go get your own. Leave them alone. So, what else? What else? What else? Do I need to say this? Do I need to say this now? Does it have to be me who says that? If you answered yes to all these questions, go ahead and say it. Just fucking say it. Yes, don't. Oh, do I need to say this? Do I want to say this now? Do I need to say this now? Just fucking say it. People just want to get that passive-aggressive attitude out. They just want to, why don't you just say it? That should be a lot. Just say it. Oh, you don't want to hear what I'm about to say right now? Well, then why don't you just fucking say it? All right? Cut the bullshit and say it. Humans, we are quite difficult, finicky people sometimes. Sometimes you just either got to get, either don't say it or just cut the bullshit and say it. Why waste your time, right? And there are two people in your life you never, under any circumstances, lie to. Your doctor and your lawyer. Number one, you don't lie to your doctor because your doctor is trying to make you live longer.
So you don't want to basically lie about, oh, yeah, maybe like in, say that your family's been perfectly healthy your whole life, when really in actuality your family has heart disease, cancer, glaucoma, etc., etc. They need to know all this shit, man, because they need to watch you. They need to monitor you. They want to keep you alive. And you don't want to lie about stuff like, oh, your doctor will make you go get blood pressure readings over a week period. You write down on the sheet that everything's fine when in actuality it's not fine. You're trying to fucking fool him. Next thing you have a stroke or a heart attack and you wonder why. Because your doctor, you fooled you. You're trying to fool your doctor. Do not lie to your doctor. And just don't lie to your lawyer either. Your lawyer is going to try to help you out of a situation. He's not going to judge you, hopefully. He might judge you, but he's going to help you in court. And he needs to help you in court. You can't leave out any details. If you leave out any details, the prosecution will get hold of those details and will rip you to shreds. And your lawyer will be like, what the fuck? You didn't tell me, man. I wasn't prepared for this because you lied. Don't do that. For any of you that have litigating legal legal problems going on, just remember, just be honest to your lawyer. Let them do the dirty work in court. Oh, and another thing you should do, buy a plunger before you need a plunger. That's right, a plunger. You know what a plunger is, folks? Plunger is the thing for the toilet, which unclogs it when it starts to overflow. Shit. So you took a shit and a piss. Next thing you know, your toilet bowl is rising, 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 rising. And the fucking toilet paper on top starting to swirl, swirl, swirl. There's only one spot for this fucking water to go, and that's on the floor. Now you go to reach for that plunger. Oh, there's no plunger. What the fuck am I going to do now? That is a good question. What the fuck are you going to do? Now are you going to grab a bucket or a 2-liter bottle of water, 2-liter bottle of pop, empty bottle or something like that? Start plunging away. Well, you could try all you want, but it's going to get fucking messy. So folks, buy a plunger before you need a plunger right now. Look around your house. Go check. Do you have a plunger? I think I still have a plunger. I just haven't used it in a long time, so I feel like I don't have a plunger, but I do have a plunger. So right now, folks, go check. See if you have a plunger. If you don't have a plunger, fucking go get one. Okay? So you don't want a shitty floor or shitty feet or shitty legs because you'll be standing in it. It'll be overflowing. You'll be like, what the fuck am I going to do here? Do not. Like, holy shit, I'm surprised I even said, do not tell a woman without makeup that she looks tired or sick. Okay, if you see a girl that you see every day and her face is beautiful, then maybe the next day you see it and yeah, she looks tired or sick. It's probably, won't you just take a second look, man? Take another glance. Maybe she doesn't have makeup on today. They are good at this. A lot of girls are really fucking good at this, disguising their face, making it look prettier than it is and fancy. And I appreciate that you do that. That's awesome. That is fucking awesome. But sometimes when some of them have their makeup off, yeah, they do look quite different. Don't tell them that. Can you just leave it alone, please? The ones that look natural that don't need much makeup, I have props to them too. That's fucking awesome. I respect that. But the ones that use makeup, probably could use makeup, think they need makeup, don't tell them, okay? They're fucking, just leave it alone. They're fine. They're fine. Trust me on that one. If you want to check out for your, yeah, just don't say anything, okay? Thank you. Get vaccinated. We talked about this on, I believe, my first episode I've ever done. Get vaccinated. Get vaccinated. Get vaccinated. There's a reason for vaccinations. It's not a fucking ripoff. Do you want to get sick? Do you want to get the measles, the plague, the bubonic plague, whatever the fuck you get or don't get? Just get vaccinated. Stop with the bullshit of vaccinations are going to do this, going to do that. It's bullshit. Just get vaccinated. And there are a lot of places now that are going to make vaccinations mandatory, I believe, for kids. So I'm on board with that. I have no problem with that at all. Go right ahead. Get vaccinated. And you don't talk about Fight Club, folks. Do not talk about Fight Club. That's just a little bit of fun there at the end. For anyone who knows Fight Club, that's one of the rules of Fight Club. Do not talk about Fight Club. So this was a different episode today. We didn't talk about news stories, but I talked about some laws. You know, the things that should be laws. Basically, common sense in life. Just be a better person overall. That's all I got to say. That's it for today. I would love for you guys to interact with me. Leave a comment, reach out to me. You can follow us on Facebook at Snooze You Lose Podcast, on Twitter Snooze You Lose 1, and on Instagram Snooze You Lose Podcast. If you want to leave a comment about the show, go right ahead. Tell me your opinions about things that should be a law. Maybe I can include it on the next episode. I'd love to interact with you guys. Till next time, I'm your host Carl. This is Snooze You Lose, and it's been fun. Peace and bye-bye. Have a great day.